people are really getting to understand this spiritual dynamic of you need to have some human action before God comes in with a supernatural reaction. Let me explain that further. Last week, we announced where we were on our missions pledges. Remember, we did Mission Sunday a couple weeks ago. And I had this the awesome, awesome word that God has blessed us with a 40% increase in our missions pledges. Church, 40% increase in any size church is amazing. It's just amazing increase. That is not a small number when you increase your missions budget 40%. But let me tell you, more cards, pledge cards came into the church last week. And I told that there's more to come. But let me tell you what God is doing. People are really getting on this vision that God is going to do something big and expecting us to step forward. And our missions budget now for this church has changed. It is no longer a 40% increase. Church, it's a 90% increase. That warms my heart. You have no idea. And I know exactly what God's going to do, and I pray you do as well, because when you sow a seed and you believe God to respond, God responds. He leaves the 99, he chases down people, he brings them into the house, and we need to have a chair for that person to sit in our new sanctuary. Those are big testimonies. Those are big thank God moments. And God continues to give us those to speak life to us and say, look what I am doing. He continues to send us lifelines and say, here's what I'm doing for you. Testimonies and words and things and actions and all the stuff that's going on. And my wife and I talk and we say, look what God has done for us just in the last year. Thank God. And I'm believing, which I'm going to talk about today, what God is going to do. You know, I love what God has done, but I'm looking forward to what he is going to do, not only in the church, my life, my family's lives, your lives. I'm hearing your testimonies. I'm believing with you. God is moving, and you are on the edge of a powerful move of God. And when you're knee deep in it and it starts to overwhelm you, you're going to be able to walk out of God's house and tell everybody, watch what God does. But I am challenging you to do that before it happens. That's what I want. You with me? It is Thanksgiving week. Thank God, right? It is Thanksgiving week. It has been a long 2 months for my family, because yesterday we married off the oldest one. Yes. My wife and I got to bed this morning at 2 a.m., and she had to get up a whole lot earlier than I did this morning because she had to come for worship team practice, and I heard that alarm go off, and I'm like, dear, you know. And I can't believe she actually got up and got into the bathroom. I know she was probably late this morning, so please forgive her. But it's been a long few months. Planning wedding, and it's not me, it's really my wife did it with the kids, and they're done, and then we had to take them down to a cottage last night, so we didn't get into very early this morning, but I tell you what, God has just a way of just, you walk in the anointing there, and all of a sudden, God just takes over, and you have energy. But we married off the oldest, and I'm not believing for any more marriages anytime soon, yet, because I need a break, you know. If you've married off some kids, you know exactly what we're talking about, right? It's just, it's draining, right? But we're so blessed. We're so blessed that we have got one out in the married and whatnot, and you'll see them coming to the church here. They now have a house behind the church here, and our oldest bought the house, and they're going to settle in and get back into life as we know it, as just what we call normal, and it's going to be hard because there's so much going on, and she's in school, and he's working a very intense, stressful job, and he's helping us, got to do some more remodeling next door. And let me tell you a testimony further about what's going on. Our building next door is looking better and better. The music team, sound company has been in there running wires, and I mean, I can't believe how big those wires are. Thad, those are this, they're this monster, like, I was in there the other day looking under the platform, and wow, those are thick, heavy-duty wires. I don't know if we're going to know what to do with those, Thad, but those are big wires. And we're just, I'm thanking God. I'm thanking God. And they put the platform floor on, and there's so much going on. And we're trying our best to get to be in there before Christmas. But, you know, I'm at the mercy of those that are doing building and construction, and those of us that are, you guys that are getting into the building and doing work, and poor Bob and Brenda Marquardt, who's put in our heating and cooling system, they've got to be tired. I told Brenda this morning, she was in the first impressions, greeting people coming in. I said, boy, Bob must be busy because the truck is sitting out in the parking lot. So he must be working weekends, and that's our fault because he's been working for us. And I tell you what, if you guys see Bob and Brenda Marquardt, Bob, wave at us. Everybody knows Bob. There's Bob. And Brenda's around. Make sure you give them a big hug because they have been crawling under that platform over there for days and weeks and working hard, redoing the HVAC for us so we have nice heating and cooling, because we don't want you sitting in the service being either cold or too hot like we have here. So we've got everything. That they're just doing an amazing job. I don't know how else to say, but thank you, thank you, thank you. But boy, God is moving. Thank you. God is moving. Thank God. God is moving, right? Let me tell you something. Last year, I made a comment about George Washington. I'm going to talk to you about that just for a minute as we start. Where does Thanksgiving thing come from? Right? You know, 1789, George Washington proclaimed as the President of the United States that he thought, hey, we need to be more thankful, and we need to have a special day to thank God. And so he had a proclamation, and Thanksgiving was birthed, and it's behind me on the screen, and I'm going to read it to you. It goes like this. And look at the words. This is the actual proclamation of the United States of America that started Thanksgiving in this country. And I want you to watch the words as I read them and think about how things are today. And here it goes. Whereas it is the duty, the responsibility, the duty of the nations, all nations, to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and His favor. And whereas both the houses of Congress have by their joint committees requested to me. Now here's the Congress, the House and the Senate, coming to the President of the United States saying, you need to do this for Almighty God. Now, can you even imagine? Can you imagine? I like to go get them and I'll wring them by the neck, but no. right? By the Joint Committee requested to me to recommend by the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. Not only Thanksgiving, but we are going to pray as a nation. Thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by in acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of the Almighty God, especially by affording them the opportunity to peacefully to establish a form of government for their safety and their happiness. This is the Congress telling the President of the United States, do this. George Washington comes back and says, that is a proclamation. We will put it into law. We will celebrate Thanksgiving forever. And this Thursday, as we celebrate and we say, thank God. It started in this country, but we have so much more to be thankful for. I'm going to talk to you this morning, church, about things that we are thankful for. But then I'm going to transition into things that we have not seen yet to be thankful for. And I think about this thank God thing, and it reminds me of all these cliches, all these phrases that we use. And let me read a couple of those. They go like this. They go, thank God it's Friday. TGIF. That's my wife's. I put that one first. I hear from her Fridays. TGIF, mostly when she's rolling out of bed. Thank God you're on my side, we hear often. We hear thank God for my family, often. We hear thank God for my job, often. Thank God for my spouse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank heavens. Hallelujah. Which is thankful. Thank God that wasn't me. Right? And here's the one I said yesterday. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. Now, if my kids are listening online, I'm just, you know, but thank God it's over. But here's a cute little story. This guy's walking down the street. Speaking of thanking God, he's walking down the street and he runs into a good old friend that he had for years and years and years, but he had not seen for a long time. And he looks at him and says, "Hey, I haven't seen you for so long. How have you been?" The gentleman's just like distraught. He's just not feeling it. He just looks at him. "Oh, it's been so long. How are you? But I'm just not doing well." "So what's wrong?" He says, "You know, 3 weeks ago, I lost my uncle." He says, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that." He says, "Yeah, but he left me $40,000. He says, "Well, I'm sorry for your loss, but that's a blessing. At least he remembered you." He said, "Yeah," he says, "but the tragedy kind of continued because 2 weeks ago, I lost my cousin." "Oh, that's a terrible situation. That's terrible. How are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm doing a little better. He remembered me with $25,000. He said, "Well, okay, well, I see you're grieving, but at least they were remembering you as they passed. You know, that's a blessing to your life." "Yeah, but, you know, 2 weeks ago, my great aunt died. And she left me $250,000. I'm so sorry for your loss, but that is a blessing. They still remember. She still remembered you. Why? You should be elated. I mean, you had a loss, but that's a blessing." And he looks at him and he says, "But, you know, nothing this week yet." "No one died and left me any money this past week." Isn't that how we think of the blessings of God sometimes? You know, sometimes we get so much from God and we continue to say, "Thank God, thank God, thank God," that when we feel like the blessing doesn't show up, we're distraught. We've learned so much to expect the blessings and favor of God that when we feel like it doesn't show up on any given day or any given week, we're distraught. Instead of looking at, look what God did and look what he's going to do and accepting what he's going to do, we sit in the moment and we say, "Where is my blessing today?" When God is continuing to bless us, maybe in a different way. Maybe for this gentleman it wasn't financially, but they learned, he learned to expect the money from a family member that was passing on, and all of a sudden, no family member passed on this past week, and they should be elated. "I got a week off. No one died in my family." But no, they're distraught because they didn't get any money. You know, sometimes I feel like I want to make sure I don't do that with God. I want to make sure that that's not me. I don't want to look at the blessings and favor of God that I learned to expect and anticipate and feel slighted if they don't show up based on what I feel it should be. Let me read you a few things of how we need to be. It's a perspective, church. It's a perspective of how we view things. You can view it as the typical half glass, the glass is half empty, half full. But the perspective or your point of view is what perspective means. I want to read to you a few things. And it goes like this. I thank God for the taxes I pay. Pastor, you're nuts. You did not get enough sleep. I thank God for the taxes I pay because it means I'm employed. Perspective. I thank God for the mess to clean up after the wedding party because it means I've been surrounded by friends and family. I thank God for the clothes that my wife lays out for me to wear every day. They may fit a little snug, but that means I had enough to eat. I thank God for my shadow that watches over me at work because that means I have some sunshine. I thank God for a lawn that needs mowing and windows that need cleaning and gutters that need fixing, because that means I have a home. Thank God for all the complaining I hear about the government, because it means, though, that we have freedom of speech. Thank God for the parking spot I had far at the end of the lot, because it means I am capable of walking up to the front door. I thank God. I thank God for my huge heating bill at the church. My business manager says, "Preach it, Pastor." But it means I've got heat and warmth. Sometimes too much. Thank God for the pile of laundry my wife has and the ironing, because it means I have clothes to wear. Right? Right? Somebody said I really had a nice shirt on when I walked in here today. I really didn't notice exactly what it was. I just couldn't remember. She just said, "Yeah, you can wear that when it's 2 o'clock in the morning." That's a good one right there. Wear that. Right? Thank God for the weariness and the aching muscles at the end of the day, because it means I have a job and I'm capable of working. It's perspective, church. Thank God for the alarm that goes off in the early morning hours after the wedding the night before, because it means I'm alive. Bless God. And I'll end it with this one, because this is me. Thank God for the person behind me in church that sings off key. That means that I can hear. Yes, I'm the one sitting behind you that sings off key. That's why I'm not up here. I know my gifts, callings, and talents. But see, it's a perspective of how we thank God is the point. It is a perspective of what we accept from heaven and the blessings of God. And, you know, we can look at it as, wow, I didn't get the money that final week or that last week. Or you can accept the blessings of God just like I read them. It is your choice and your perspective. But let me continue to put this in a little bit more perspective. We tend to thank God for only the things that we wanted. That's a dangerous thing. For some reason, we thank God for the things we wanted, but we don't thank God for the things we got. Well, God, I didn't ask for that. But boy, look at the blessing. God, I wanted a higher wage increase, but look at the one you got. The gentleman in Starbucks a couple days ago when he did this, he blessed me and he said, "You know, those are the edges of my field." If you were here Wednesday night, you know exactly what that means. He said, "I got this big check, and I wanted to make sure." Well, it was a completely unexpected check. He said, "I wasn't living on it. It wasn't part of my life. It was just, and I just wanted to bless the church and believe with you." See, that's perspective. We tend to thank God only for the things that we asked for, not necessarily for what we got. We have a list of things that we thank God for, and we are saying, "God, these are the things," and ask and seek and knock, and the scripture teaches us that. And we're doing that this week. And when we sit down on Thursday to be blessed and celebrate Thanksgiving, we gather around however you do it. I challenge you to remember this message today on perspective and thank God for the things he gave you, no matter whether you asked for them or not. We tend to thank God for only the things we like. See, that's a dangerous, slippery slope there. Thank God because I like this, but Lord, you blessed me with this over here, but that car's not near as nice as this one over here. Okay. Or whatever the case may be. I challenge us just to thank God that he blessed us. It's very dangerous for people to thank God just for the things that we like. Here's one for you. We tend to thank God for only the things we have already received. And that's kind of my focus this morning, is the things we've already received as opposed to the things yet to come. If you've been around this church for the last year and a half to going on 2 years, and my wife and I have been here, you know that we are just believing for bigger and more powerful things to come. That's who we are. We walk in that. We pray over that. And now God is sending us those blessings, sending us those signs to reaffirm that we are believing and praying and doing exactly what he told us to do. And we walk into that. That is perspective. I'm a little disappointed on some of the things over here. He has to check my spirit because he says, well, wait a second, look at what I'm doing, and I will take care of this over here. So what really should we thank God for? Let's go to the scripture and read a few things. Psalms 107, 8 through 9. It says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Church, I'm going to tell you on Thursday, I want you to just thank God for his love. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. This I know. His unfailing love, his wonderful deeds, Psalm 107, 8 through 9. I want us to continue as a church and families and people of God to remember his unfailing love. Never ending, no matter what your situation at the current time looks like. Just continue to understand that he's never left you or forsaken you, no matter what it looks like. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, be thankful in all circumstances. That's a tough one, Pastor. But this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Thankful for all circumstances. Everything, be thankful. Whether you got to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning or whether you got to bed at 10 p.m. the previous night or whatever, I thank God. It's a perspective we look at. I thank God for that. All circumstances, and sometimes it's just really tough for us as believers to say that. To thank God for everything when the scripture is very clear. We thank God for everything. No matter what it is, blessed be the name of the Lord. But what about another one? Ephesians 5:20 says, and give thanks just for everything, all circumstances, but just everything. To God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just be thankful in everything. Even when it doesn't look like it should be thankful and just say, thank God. Tough words, tough scriptures. The week of Thanksgiving, sometimes it's really hard for us to do that. That's really hard, Pastor. Yeah, it is. But the Lord commands us to do that, to give thanks. We tend to thank God for things that we have already received, but I'm going to start talking to you today about thanking God for the things that are yet to come. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes about the power of speaking and thanking God for things that you have not seen or have never received yet. I'm going to challenge you on Thursday when you sit around with your family or however you celebrate, to say this prayer of thanking God for the things to come. I'm going to want you to speak about those things to come, even though there are absolutely no signs that they're coming. God spoke the world into existence. And when Christ left the face of the earth, he said, you'll do greater things than I did when I was here. And those were big things. I'm going to preach on today. We've got to just thank God for the things he's going to do. No matter whether you see them, regardless. We've been talking about faith on Wednesday night. I'm teaching a series on faith. Just don't forget, we're not meeting this Wednesday night to celebrate Thanksgiving and allow families to prepare for Thanksgiving Day. We will not be in session on this Wednesday night here at the church. But starting again next week, we'll continue with our series on faith, and that's exactly what we're talking about. We're going to move into thanking God and believing for the things to come. Let me give you a couple more testimonies, or talk about the ones I've already said. I was praying to God that He would increase our missions budget at the church. And I'm going to tell you right now what I was praying specifically for and thanking God for before. I was thanking God for a 100% increase. 10% away. Your pastor for a long time has been praying that God would come into this house and double our missions budget for 2020. When I announced 40%, I said, thank God. There's 60% more coming. Some of you might have thought I was nuts until I found the latest figures from the office, and now we're up to 90%. I just don't believe God's done yet. I believe I'm thanking God for a twofold increase, a double portion. That's what I'm believing for. We're 10% away. Thank God. I believe that. I believe for 200 chairs in our sanctuary. Thank God for that. Church, if someone at Starbucks can get a vision and walk into that and say, here, Pastor, I'm going to donate 21 chairs because I believe in people, we could do the same. There's people out there. See, we don't understand sometimes that I am not necessarily asking you to do it. I'm asking for you to believe it and walk and thank God for it and allow God to supernaturally do what God supernaturally does. See, sometimes we think that the pastor always comes to people for money or whatever. I'm coming to God saying, God, I believe, thank God, in advance, you will do this. How you do it, I have no idea. I just know it'll get done. Some people in the church house will do it, and then God will go out through us, whatever, by invites, however God does it, and He'll just take care of it. Thank God. In advance. So I'm going to go through some scriptures here today, and I'm going to read some prayers of thanking God in advance. I want us all to just listen and see how that relates to our personal lives. And then we're going to go into a time of communion and really thank God. And really thank God. And here's a scripture that says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the next day, and forever and ever and ever. Deuteronomy 24. Never changes. In advance, Jesus told me, I will never change. So what you know about me today, I will never change. Either today or tomorrow or forever. I can thank God in advance that Jesus Christ, the power of the living God, Christ, He will not change. I will change, but He will not. And this is my prayer for that. Oh, Father, thank You because my past shows me with You that I will always be blessed. You are the same God You were in the past. Therefore, I know that I can trust You with my future. I thank You for the blessings I will experience. I thank You for the tribulations You'll send my way. I thank You that I will overcome. I thank You for the things that will be revealed to me in Your wisdom, that You will give me in the future and over time. But right now, Lord God, I thank You in advance for all those things. Why? Because You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. How about Deuteronomy 24? For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. Those tribulations that I just spoke of, that I'm thanking God for in the future. Because guess what? I know that there's going to be rough times for me in the future. Why do I know that? Because the Bible says that will happen. And I thank God that right here today that He's already got that covered for me. that he has already planned the outcome. The Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for me and you against those enemies to give me what? To give me victory. I pray like this. I say, dear Lord God, in spite of my current situation, I will give you thanks and praise because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Father, I choose not to worry about what I cannot see, and I declare for peace to rule in my heart today. Lord, thank you in advance for what you have done, what you're going to do, and what you're about to do today. I thank you, Lord God, for that. Lord, I cannot see the big picture, but I believe that you will give me the victory because it is you who is fighting for me. So today, Lord God, I thank you in advance for that victory. See, those words are powerful, church. When we thank God in advance for something that hasn't even showed up yet. There's power in those words that we proclaim in advance to thank God. The power of thanking God in advance for something that hasn't even happened yet is so supernaturally powerful in your arsenal of things you have that we don't use enough. We don't use it enough. I thank God for everything. Health of my family, I proclaim it. I hear our prayer teams doing this. I walk through prayer times and in prayer times, and I hear them next door. They're praying like that. Lord, I thank you in advance for the power you're going to do today's service and the lives that will be changed for your glory. How about another scripture? In John 16:33, it goes, I have told you these things so that you, pardon me, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You know, Jesus is having a conversation with the disciples, and there's some things that's going to happen. Some things have happened. Some things are going to happen. There's confusion. It's just like us today. Confused. We don't understand everything. And he makes this word in the future, don't worry, I've already in advance overcome it. It doesn't matter what's going to show up because I have already overcome it. Now, thank God that I am going to walk into the future as an overcomer. I'm going to accept what God has for me, his will, the Bible says, and I'm just going to walk in there and say, thank God, this is it. I'm going to let God be God, and I'm not going to get in his way. Because I am the biggest problem that God has in my life. I get in my own way. So here's the prayer I pray for John 16:33. It says, dear Lord, I thank you because I know that I can do all things through you. It is you who strengthens me. You are my greatest weapon. Therefore, I will prosper and I will be of good cheer because you have overcome the world before I even got to that part of my life. For this reason, I bless you for what you will do through me in the future. Lord, I lean not on myself, and I trust solely in you. So right now, Lord God, I thank you in advance. Amen. I thank you in advance. Psalms 23:6, you've heard this before. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We say that scripture so frequently at a funeral, but listen. Surely your goodness in the future and your love will follow me all the days of my life to come that I walk into. In advance, I pray and I thank God that that's going to happen. And I accept that. I don't accept sickness. I don't accept disease. I don't accept financial ruin. I don't accept homelessness. I don't accept all these things. There are those things. And we pray and we ask God to deliver those people from those things. But I'm going to still believe that I'm going to walk in by faith and thank God in advance for my life that I will have the trials and those tribulations and those situations, and he will overcome, just like I mentioned, and I will continue to dwell in his presence. Hallelujah. This is my prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for ensuring that I am followed by your goodness and I am followed by your mercy for the rest of my life. For the prayer of Psalm 23:6. It says, you are my shepherd who guides me to the good parts of my life. So Lord, I thank you. I thank you that it is you who satisfies my soul, fills me with goodness forever and ever and ever. So I bless you today, my Lord, for that goodness that I am promised to walk into both now and in the future. Lord, I love you and I thank you in advance. Amen. That's my prayer on Thanksgiving for that scripture. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule my heart, since as members of one body, you are called to be peaceful and thankful. My prayer there would be this, dear Lord, I thank you for my life. I do not know what will happen in the future, but I thank you in advance because I know that your peace will rule in my heart for the rest of my days. You have called me to live a life of peace. So, Lord, I pray that you will teach me to be thankful in advance for those good times and the bad times, knowing that you are always with me. This is my prayer of my heart today, Lord God. So right now, I thank you in advance. See, when you say I thank you in advance for those things to come, supernaturally, God stands up and hears you. Not that he doesn't hear your other prayer, but he takes notice that you are moving in faith for something to happen that you have never seen or you have no anticipation of happening. Ephesians 6:13 says it like this. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. You know the scripture. So that when the day of evil comes in advance, when the day of evil shows up, you will be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything else, you stand. In power, and purpose, and passion. On this Thursday when you pray, I continue to challenge you and your families to pray in advance for whatever you need God to do. And then leave that table and believe that God will deliver what you've asked for. There's power in thanking God in advance. For the prayer of Ephesians 6:13, it goes like this. Our Father who is in heaven, thank you for equipping me to stand against the plans of the enemy. See, there's a plan already to come against Pastor. There's a plan already to come against my family. There's a plan to come against you and your family. I thank God in advance that he has the plan already to rise up a standard against the enemy, and I'm going to walk in that. So I'm going to pray that prayer of protection. I am going to believe and walk into that. I'm not going to look for the enemy's attacks. I know they're coming. I know I'm going to be suffering. I know there's some things that's going to happen. But I tell you what, church, I'm not going to wait till that day arrives. I'm going to rise up a standard right here and pray in advance God's protection against me, my family. You've got to get excited. My prayer of thanks goes like this for Ephesians 6:13. It says, our Father who is in heaven, just thank you for equipping me to stand against the plans of the enemy. Thank you for the armor that will help me to be victorious in your name. Oh, Lord, thank you for giving me the strength to overcome the battles that I have not yet faced. I pray in advance that I have the strength. I thank you for the deliverance I will experience once I arrive at the challenges. I thank you, Lord God, in advance for this. Amen. See, I am understanding even more and more and more as a pastor, and he's as a person, I understand more and more and more the power of thanking God in advance. Well, those things that are going to show up. And I ask our music team to come forward at this time.
Let's go out on a big note today, out into the week, and thanking God in advance for what he is going to do. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this week. I thank you, Lord God, for everything you have planned for us. And before we receive it, I thank you for sending it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday.